What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Football Friday time. Joe Bartel, RotoWire fantasy football writer. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. Dial it up if you got questions. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan, or you can tweet me at Sparky Radio. Any of those options work. Joe, how are we doing here on a Football Friday?
Not doing too bad. Excited to get to some of these games. I thought last week actually went more or less how expected, so I'm anticipating a complete curveball, I think, this week. And we're just going to have a lot of unprecedented situations, hopefully no crazy injuries, stuff like that. But it was like an on par with what I thought would happen in NFL, and that hardly ever happens. So like rest of the season, who knows what's going to go on.
Well, one piece of news we got already today, Davante Adams out for the Raiders with that hamstring injury. So what does that mean for fantasy as far as people that have Raider players?
Was this a business decision by Davante Adams or Antonio Pierce? Is that what you'd say? God, I'm so annoyed by that. I'm not sure if you guys talked about that throughout the week, but we know Davante Adams to be about as upstanding as there can be of an individual. So for that even to be mentioned from a 6-6 all-time coach who was last coaching at the high school level felt like a joke to me, and I felt like I needed to defend my guy Davante Adams here. But from the fantasy ramifications and stuff, Trey Tucker probably is your biggest influence in. You look across the board, a bunch of questionable people, a bunch of people like Joe Mixon, and we didn't know would be available or possibly available. A.J. Brown fits that mix. And I think Trey Tucker, especially if you have Debo and George Kittle back, becomes the guy that you were picking up last week with Juwan Jennings, where he could maybe not get a 45-point bomb, but certainly like a 10-point game, 12-point game. You think about that Raiders-Browns matchup, it's going to be ugly. I would assume the under is probably more in play, but it won't be just Jacoby Myers and Brock Bowers. I do think Pierce makes that comment because he has some sort of confidence that it'll resonate with certain individuals, and maybe that be Gardner Minshew. Maybe that ends up being a Trey Tucker that benefits.
Speaking of that Raiders game, Max Crosby also not playing in that game from a defensive standpoint, so we'll see how that goes. What about the Eagles and Jalen Hurts? Devontae Smith out with that concussion on that insanely crazy hit that he took, and then A.J. Brown is questionable still with that hamstring, but he did practice.
Yeah, I had kind of been interested to see what Jahan Dotson would be as the lone focal point in that Eagles offense. You sort of forgot about that was a post-training camp trade for the Eagles Commanders, and we haven't seen anything of Jahan Dotson yet because they haven't had to yet. Dallas Goedert healthy. He had A.J. Brown healthy for at least a game. Devonta Smith as well, too. I was kind of interested to see what number one receiver in this offense it would be, but I think A.J. Brown will be back. In fact, I don't think the Eagles would have even listed him as questionable unless they had some confidence that he would be. And is that rushing things because of Devonta Smith's injury? I'm not sure. I think the Eagles are, if they don't have a bye this week, it's next week. Like, you would have thought they would slow play this thing if A.J. Brown's health was at all concerned. So I think he will be back. And if not, Jahan Dotson joins that Trey Tucker group where certainly as a wide receiver three or flex, you can definitely consider playing him in full point PPR.
Talking with Joe Bartel, RotoWire fantasy football writer. If you have questions, we do this each and every Friday on a Football Friday. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. What about from a Packer fan perspective? Obviously, you're a big Packer fan as well. Still not knowing who the quarterback is going to be between Jordan Love and Malik Willis. Jordan Love listed as questionable on the injury report today, just like he was last Friday when you and I had this conversation. What does that mean going up against a very good Vikings defense for offensive players on this team?
Yeah, and I thought Jordan Love would be available last week, and it turns out that they knew before the warm-up on Sunday that he was not going to play. And I'm just going to say this now. I know you have millions and millions of people listening, certainly many influential NFL people listening. So I'm talking to the audience members here who can help change this. Stop lying to us. Stop lying to us from a gambling perspective, a fantasy perspective. Whether it be the Christian McCaffrey saga, that baloney that happened early on, Joe Mixon had told us after the injury Sunday night that he would be available after that Bears game. Well, he missed last week. Now we had Jordan Love being like, well, I don't know. And Matt LaFleur doing some silly eyebrow raising. Well, we'll have to see. You guys knew. Just it's okay. You're not playing games with the Titans. The Titans don't know how to function a correct offensive line, much less what to do if Malik Willis or Jordan Love's playing quarterback. So stop this nonsense. I'm hoping Jordan Love plays. I think he will play, but I made that same mistake last week. This is a far more important matchup against the Vikings, who are 3-0. And you think about it, the Packers always struggle in Minnesota. That dome has been the bugaboo, even dating back to the Brett Favre days, yep. Certainly early Aaron Rodgers. I always assume it's going to be a loss. If they can win in Minnesota, that's great, but I always assume it's going to be a loss. So we're talking about you need to have Jordan Love to split the series, and apparently going to matter from a divisional perspective and playoff perspective with the way the Vikings are playing. So I think Love will be back, and as a result, I'm definitely playing Jaden Reed. I think Love, Dobbs becomes a flex play too, and you could even talk to me to Christian Watson. You know, think about his rookie year, that drop pass, the very first one, what could have been. I do think Christian Watson's in play to a certain extent too.
Bertle 347 tweets at Sparky Radio. Ramondre Stevenson or Zach Moss?
Ooh, a lot of really fun options with that one. The Niners are favored by 10, and the over-under was like under 38. So Vegas is telling us very little offense. And if you watched last Thursday's game with the Patriots and Jets, you can understand why. Ramondre Stevenson was completely shut down. Jacoby Brissett finally looked like the veteran bridge quarterback that he was. I would probably play Zach Moss in this match against the Panthers. I feel relatively confident about that. But Stevenson has been involved often, and if the Patriots are to make this close, it's a chance. I think I'd say it's Stevenson this week.
Let's talk about the 49ers. Brock Purdy and company. Deebo Samuel questionable. Trent Williams questionable coming into this week. And also, and one other side note, if you would, my friend, because I made the pickup this week, gambling for the future. I made the calculated gamble to put Ricky Pearsall on my bench right now, gambling that this is going to pay off later. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I play in a lot of leagues where there's the injured reserve slots, so I haven't had to think about the Ricky Pearsall conversation. He's not eligible to be activated off the injured reserve list until next week.
Correct.
If it would have happened, if it was on the horizon, I think that would be mentioned or at least discussed more, and I haven't seen it. So I'm assuming he won't play, but I don't know what the Brian Robinson track record was when he was shot in the leg. I don't know if it correlates. You know, hopefully never have to experience anything like that. So you're right. That's probably, especially in deeper leagues, a worthwhile idea. But right now,
if your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's who's healthy between Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Trent Williams, you had mentioned as well, too. And I think the Niners are hoping Deebo plays. I'm surprised they're pushing it again. They're favored by 10 against the Patriots. Yeah, they've looked disappointing through 3 weeks, but it's the Patriots. I don't think you need to have Deebo out there, especially with Juwan Jennings was playing. So I guess if they feel comfortable playing Deebo, then we should too, is probably my answer to that. But if he's out, we saw Juwan Jennings go nuclear last week. Just worth pointing out, Christian Gonzalez, the cornerback for the Patriots, is really, really good. And I would assume is matched on Juwan Jennings as opposed to Brandon Ayuk. But that's one of those corners that, much like Patrick Surtain for the Broncos, can just completely erase a person. And I would be a little bit concerned playing Juwan Jennings. Relative to last week, who I was recommending everywhere, I'd be playing Juwan Jennings.
Talking with Joe Bartel. Follow him at RotoWire Fantasy, RotoWire Fantasy Football Writer. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. JB Fantasy Sports. Are you falling in love like everybody else is with Jaden Daniels with Washington? He's had two games now where they haven't had a punter do anything, which is quite remarkable. But are you there that, okay, if you have him, he's QB1 going forward?
So you had asked me, and I remember this because I was like, I didn't think it was a hot take, but you'd asked me who's going to be the best rookie receiver when we did our first show, and that was directly after Xavier Worthy had those two touchdowns. And I was like, you know, I don't think Xavier Worthy is all that good. There's still a dude named Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison. I mentioned Ladd McConkey as well, too, and I think that drew an eyebrow raise at least from you. And I could have said in the same breath, I don't think Jaden Daniels is all that good. Like we had talked about quarterbacks. Well, I'm dead wrong on that one. And it's embarrassing a little bit to admit, I didn't think he was going to be that good of a passer. And we knew the sideline slot throw to a specialist from a speed specialist like Terry McLaurin, whatever. We saw that in the preseason. That was basically Jaden Daniels' only good throw. We saw that at LSU. Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas benefited from that significantly. My whole concern was he's had NFL talent throughout his days in college, especially at Arizona State. Brandon Ayuk was there. Frank Darby was drafted in the fifth round. Like, he had talent. Why did it take until he's 2 years older than most of the talent on defense that he's playing against to finally perform well in one of the best collegiate offenses typically around in LSU? That stuff translates in my mind to being not a great pro. And it was a little bit like Zach Wilson-ish in the same facet. Although Jaden Daniels is athletic and fantasy-wise, that was the selling point that he's quarterback 11 or 12 because the rushing aspect he gives you. I would be really concerned if he's running 14 times a game if you're playing him, because he just won't hold up in the same way Josh Allen will or Anthony Richardson will. There was a play not last week but the week before where I thought he was done for sure for a couple of weeks. It looked like broken ribs or whatever. Got back up, finished the game. The highs of Jaden Daniels I was not expecting this year. And to me, even though I'm wrong, I'm really happy to see it because the quarterback play has been miserable for like 20 other teams. So it's great to have one promising young guy for once. But I'm still very aware that the lows can happen, the injury concerns can happen. I don't want them to again, but I'm very cognizant that that's possible with Jaden Daniels' play.
What about the Saints, that team that everybody thought was going to be the, you know, unbelievable offense through 2 weeks, got brought back down to earth last week, and now you have Chris Olave, who hurts a hamstring in practice today. He's considered questionable for the game on Sunday against the Falcons, and Kamara, with his ribs and hip injury, also considered questionable for Sunday's game against the Falcons.
Yeah, I've not recall a time where the Thursday-Friday injury report has yielded far more people. And it's great because I thought this waiver wire period, you know, the Tuesday-Wednesday section was actually pretty lame. So whether it be Trey Tucker, we talked about Jahan Dotson for the Eagles as well. I think Jamal Williams, our boy Jamal Williams, can kind of get added to that equation depending on Kamara's status as well. The way Alvin Kamara is such a fantasy-relevant player, we are going to know well before Sunday afternoon if he is going to be eligible to play and what capacity. That's one of those that Rapoport or Schefter is going to get the scoop on. But right now, I think it's at least worth a speculative pickup in deeper leagues for Jamal Williams in the same way that you did Cam Akers with Joe Mixon last week for the Texans. And I actually think Jamal Williams will play way better than Cam Akers did. He was pretty miserable outside of a random touchdown he got too. So I like the idea of Jamal Williams being a flex play this week, or if you had Zach Charbonnet and you're riding him, it's like Kenneth Walker could be available Monday. That's one of those spots too. But the Olave one's really interesting. The Saints are saying he's day-to-day, but just like the rest of the NFL, they are not at all incentivized to actually tell the truth in any of this stuff. A.T. Perry, who's like the third or fourth receiver, already out for this game. So it would be Rashid Shaheed. You can't really pick him up, but that would be the biggest beneficiary. I just think the Falcons defense might lock up the Saints if Olave does not play, because then you can really key in on Kamara and you can really key in on the one deep guy running deep routes. So I would be really concerned just from the Saints' overall perspective if Olave does not play.
I got one more for you. Tank Dell with the Texans listed as out, as is Damian Pierce, in that game for Houston. Tank Dell, I would say, is probably one of the bigger disappointments in fantasy so far.
Yeah, except there's a lot of people that were like, I will fade Tank Dell at all costs. And those people are very loud. So I think that's part of why I haven't really rationalized with it. I had been drafting Tank Dell maybe in a few spots when he was a fifth or sixth round pick. But in underdog best ball or for those other best ball places, he was like a third or fourth. And that would be one of the bigger disappointments, probably along with Michael Pittman. That's always my first answer to that question. I don't think it's a beneficiary from that, from the Texans passing group. I think it's just more Diggs and Nico Collins get more involved. And Nico Collins was banged up this week in practice, so maybe even more Stephon Diggs, or let's like say Dalton Schultz or something like that. And I think Joe Mixon will play too. So that impacts things. It's more like, man, this was going to be my wide receiver two or three at worst, and you haven't gotten anything from it. I don't know if you really will. The way the Texans offense has kind of sputtered through the first 3 or 4 weeks of the year, I've been surprised with. It certainly hasn't carried over from last season like we were anticipating.
He is Joe Bartel, joins us every Friday for Fantasy Football. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. Of course, RotoWire Fantasy Football writer. Lots of good YouTube videos as well. He's got his sits and starts this week too up on YouTube. Quote tweeted that earlier at Sparky Radio. Joe, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
You betcha. There he is, Joe Bartel, RotoWire fantasy football writer here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM The Fan.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.